And one thing that I have noticed throughout the COVID-19 2020 pandemic, the weirdest situation many of us have ever found out in our lives, is not only is coronavirus extremely infectious and contagious, but so is generosity. And there is someone on the line with me, Kate Tarrant from Margaret River, who has shown this trait in spades in the Southwest. Morning, Kate. It's such a pleasure to have you on the show this morning.
Thank you so much for having me, Angie.
Yes, kindness really is contagious, and you were the instigator of so much kindness for people who quite literally found themselves stranded in Australia. Why don't you tell us a little bit about where the Facebook group Share the Love, Helping Margaret River Backpackers and Travellers came from?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, I may have started the group, but I tell you what, the community has really made it take off. The people down here are so generous. So back in March, the COVID crisis was making people quite afraid, and the backpackers were copping quite a lot of flack, particularly once the Prime Minister told them basically just to go home. For a lot of them, that wasn't an option. Very valid reasons. They couldn't go home and they were stuck. So I was just thinking, well, what if these were my kids, you know, stranded in a foreign country with no job and no home? And I just started this group, you know, sitting in my Uggies in my dressing gown and hoping maybe to connect the local people who could offer them some help with the backpackers who needed it. Initially, it was, you know, a place to stay, but then it turned into winter clothing bundles, food bundles. During the big storms that we had recently, we found emergency accommodation for anyone who was in vans or tents. And the community's just rallied. It's been amazing.
And when you say stuck, like, you really mean stuck. There are some Argentinian backpackers that were here, you know, working. They've got leases, you know, partners, and they literally couldn't go home. Australia was telling them to leave, but Argentina had closed its borders. So where do you go?
That's right. Yeah, even to citizens. Some of them had bought tickets home and their flights had been cancelled. And while they were waiting for a refund, you know, the borders were closed. So they're being told to go home. People are, you know, in the streets a lot of the time. We're sort of questioning why backpackers were still here, and they didn't have anywhere. So I know there's a wonderful, wonderful group called Adopt a Backpacker in WA. I don't know if you've heard of it. There's now a site in every state, and they started their group the same day I started mine. So we've been working together.
Amazing.
We made contact, and now they give me tips, and or they'll send someone my way if they're coming to the Margaret River region, and I'll try and find someone to stay.
And you've been, like you said, receiving so much community support. Are there people that you'd particularly like to thank? I know it's hard to pick anybody out when there's been so much love, but
Absolutely. Oh, look, I have to shout out to the Kawaram Up Lions Club. They have been absolutely incredible. First of all, they raided their op shop for winter clothes, for all the things that I couldn't provide, and we gave those to the backpackers. And then they partnered with me to apply for funding from the Shire to get food bundles, and we were able to secure enough food for to feed a bunch of backpackers for a month until the pruning season starts and work can be found again. So Kawaram Up Lions, Merv and Val have been wonderful. I've also got a shout out to Liddell Huntley at the Margaret River Community Centre. She's been wonderful in helping us get off the ground. And Stacey Hutt at the Shire for helping the food bundles and the funding and everything just go through smoothly. The Shire of Augusta Margaret River has been wonderful.
And this is why the streets were absolutely chock-a-block over the weekend, everyone wanting to come visit the Southwest, because it's the kind of people that live here. Extremely generous and kind and full of empathy and understanding a really difficult situation that rocked so many people for various different reasons. But I just can't imagine. I spent a lot of my time in my late teens and early 20s backpacking, and I never had to face any situation like this. And, you know, to know that there are people, you know, in our country, in our home turf, being able to help out and do the right thing in a situation I can definitely identify with. You guys are legends. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much, Angie.
Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, here in the Southwest. It's Triple M.